Good morning, you listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Sashi Khan with Sashi Khan Collective. Sashi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I think I caught you in the UK today, is that right?
You certainly did.
Okay.
I'm in Edinburgh, where we have our other office.
Right. For those people that don't know, you actually are an interior designer, and you're also the president of the International Federation of Interior Designers. And you have offices in New York and in the United Kingdom, right?
Kemp, I have training in architecture, industrial design, and interiors.
Uh-huh.
The federation is called the International Federation of Interior Architects and Designers.
Okay.
And that's important because it was originated in Northern Europe, where interior architecture is legislated. It's only legislated in 5 countries in the world.
Okay. And I know from being with you that you're one of those people that asks a lot of questions, does a lot of research, and you've just recently gotten a declaration signed with the IFI. Talk a little bit about that.
The IFI is the International Federation of Interior Architects Designers, the only association of its kind in the world. The architecture equivalent is the UIA. The IFI is concerned with the fact that there was an issue that seemed to be pervasive everywhere, and it was the same issue, and it was one of lack of clarity for what interior designers do, almost like you have this massive big elephant in the room and everybody has a different part of it and think that that's the entire discipline. Often the conversations at the board level are about how to build greater respect for the discipline, greater clarity for what it is we do, a better public understanding of what we do, how we do it. So we came up with an initiative that we call the IFI Design Frontiers : Interiors Entity. It's a 5-phase initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Phase one was to conduct a major global survey, and we did that throughout 2010 and ended up with some 76 countries that participated in sharing their opinion. And this is a cross-section of people, everyone from student level, small amounts of experience to PhDs and researchers, academics, practitioners, clients, users, industry experts, just a cross-section of people from around the world. Then we started to crunch the data. And simultaneous to that, we started to organize a global symposium where we would have a face-to-face meeting, and we invited exactly 100 people from around the world to, again, come together and have a face-to-face conversation with the desire to try to arrive at some form of consensus. One, what is the value of interiors? Two, the relevance. Three, its responsibility. And four, then, could we arrive at its identity? Well, through the number crunching and the data, we realized that actually there were 3 others that needed to be added to this list, and those were the culture of interiors, the business of interiors, and the knowledge of interiors. And so then we ended up with 7 groups. We took this 100 people, organized a symposium in New York, and this event took place last week. We split the 100 people up into 8 groups. 7 groups assigned 1 each of the aspects that I just highlighted for you: value, relevance, responsibility, culture, business, knowledge, and therefore the identity. And the 8th group was a really high-level group of people that we designated as the Outcomes Declaration Committee.
Mm-hmm.
The declarations team then consolidated everything, refined it a little bit more, and made then a declaration which was read out at the end of our 2-day symposium.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody expected that there would not be an outcome, that this was too complicated and that there would be too many opinions and that we wouldn't all arrive at an agreement. I have to tell you, it was the most extraordinary experience, Kemp. There was a unanimous agreement. It is more descriptive about the social responsibility, the business responsibility, the disciplinary responsibility, and visionary responsibility that interior designers and architects have. And I'm very, very, very pleased with it. The other part of this is that interior, and I believe this for a long time, really believe that interiors of all the design disciplines, while all the other disciplines produce some form of tangible product, meaning that it's a physical object or a building or piece of textile or jewelry, etc., interior is the only discipline that produces an environment and an experience. Architecture does as well to some extent, but interior is singularly responsible for a narrative through the space, for the sculpting of a void, air and space, sculpting air and space into some form of an experiential expression that conveys meaning and allows us to feel something out of it while telling some kind of a story. And that story could be the branding of a company, or it could be giving all of the clues, sensory clues, for someone to learn better, work, be more productive at work, or heal faster, etc. So it's a big task, but incredibly exciting.
Well, let me ask you, Sasha, when can somebody read what the declaration is?
Very soon. We're most likely going to send it in the president's update to the members, and our members need to be able to read it first, mm-hmm. Because we exist to service our members. So most likely it will come out on March 1 with the president's update.
Well, we'll need to stay in touch and get that out when we can. I also want to talk to you. You again agreed to be a judge with us on Floor Focus's annual Visions Design Awards. I just wanted to also say that I think it's March 1st. We're no longer accepting entries for that, so that's just around the corner for the deadline for entries for the Visions Design Awards.
Kemp, I am honored to be a part of your important competition. I think that being able to acknowledge good design, because it allows us to raise the benchmark and to demand a better quality of design and greater excellence. So I'm very honored and pleased to be a part of your competition that recognizes this.
Well, we got some great entries last year, and they've already started to come in this year, and we've got several good ones. So we'll have a lot to talk about and a lot for you to judge. So we'll get with you on that soon. So, again, appreciate you spending time with us again. We've been talking to Sasha Khan, who is with the Sasha Khan Collective and also the president of the IFI. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.